This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm so glad to be here with you today. I have a very special guest today. His name is Eric Twiggs. We're going to be talking about how to move in the direction of your goals and dreams. Eric is the author of The Discipline of Now, 12 Practical Principles to Overcome Procrastination. He's also the host of a weekly inspirational podcast titled The 30-Minute Hour. And his book is a proven blueprint to beat procrastination so that you make more money, get more done, and become aligned with your divine purpose. Welcome to the show, Eric. It's great having you here today.
Thank you, Marie. It's great to be on your show.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about how you came to do what you currently do.
So really it started for me back in college. A good friend of mine, his name is Donnell, he and I were talking. Now I have a confession I have to make that in those days, he was really about his purpose and I was about the party. Right? I wanted to party and hang out.
Okay.
So we're having this conversation saying, Eric, man, you need to get serious and get it together and figure out what you want to do. And I'm like, Donnell, man, we have plenty of time for that. You know, mm-hmm. We're still young. We have our lives ahead of us. You going to the party with me or not? I didn't see him for a while after that. And then I get a phone call from his mother telling me that he was tragically killed in a car accident.
Wow.
That sent me the message that maybe we don't have the time we think to do what we want to do and to leave the legacy that we plan to leave. And time and time management and not procrastinating, it's been on my mind literally every day ever since.
Wow.
And so then from there, I was focused on, okay, I need to do great in my career. I need to make all of this money. And I got to a point in my career where I was making money. I was supervising 500 people, a lot of success. But literally I had this realization one day that I don't like what I'm doing. I may be successful, but I'm not significant. I'm not impacting anybody's lives to the degree that I could be. And that's really when I started to make a pivot in the direction of inspirational speaking and becoming an author, and here I am today.
I can totally relate to that story because I came at a point to my life where I felt like I wasn't making a difference in this world. So tell us a little bit more about the finding of your passion for this and the inspiration for moving forward.
So for me, it boils down to purpose. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like it's my purpose to inspire people to move forward and to overcome procrastination. And now we get so much confirmation from that. So like when I would be at an event and I would have something on overcoming procrastination and I'd have something on leadership, people would just gravitate towards the procrastination thing. And it was just like that. And they wanted to hear more. And I felt the most passion. I mean, like you could hear my voice tone change when I would talk about something related to overcoming procrastination. So that was a signal to me that I was on the right path. And I'll tell you what's so rewarding is when someone tells me years later how they were impacted by my work. Like I had I was out at a trade show with someone years ago, and she purchased one of my audio programs, and it had to be, 7-8 years later, I saw her again, and she said, you know, it was because of your audio program that I started my business.
Wow.
And
that's awesome.
That is what really makes me feel fulfilled, knowing that someone's been impacted by my work.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, the fact, I mean, you kind of learned something from a very tragic event, you know, having lost your friend that way. And being so young, I mean, when you're in college, you're really young, you're just a kid. And I love that you took, that was like a wake-up for you, right? And I love that you took that wake-up call. You could have ignored it, but it was really serious for you. You got really serious about it, and this is where it's come to you. I'd love to talk a little bit about what role authenticity played in all this for you and still plays.
Great question. I mean, I think authenticity is critical because, you know, sometimes you may see a presenter and someone that's got a book, and it's easy to think, well, okay, yeah, of course, it's easy for him. I mean, he's an author. Oh, wow, yeah, of course it's easy for him not to procrastinate. But I like to tell about my failures, talk about my failures. And that's where authenticity comes in for me, is that I've had a lot of failures. I've had a lot of struggles. Most things haven't come easy for me. And so I've really had to work. So being authentic, I want you to see my challenges and my struggles and my setbacks, because that's really what helped me to get to this point right now. So I think authenticity is about presenting the total picture, not just the picture of, yeah, everything's great and I'm just this big success, because that's not the true picture.
Yeah, I love that. I love that so much, because you're right. We could go to a conference, or we could see something on TV or whatever, and a lot of times we think, wow, that's great. They just did that, you know, like they were born with it and just did it. But even they had struggles, even if they don't talk about it. But talking about your struggles helps people to really connect with you, and also to know that if you had struggles and they have struggles, they can also do something, whatever it is their goals are. So that's a perfect way to approach it. I love that, Eric. So what do you think is the first step for someone who maybe is finding themselves in procrastination, especially with what we're going through right now? I think it's procrastination is kind of like in the air, you know? What do you think is the first step? I can feel it, you know? I can feel it. Like, oh, do I even want to leave the house today? And so what do you think is the first step for someone who's feeling that, like they want to do something, but they don't even know how to, you know, the first step?
Well, here's the thing. I believe, and I talk about this in the book, that clarity is the starting point of success. You really need to get clear on where you want to go and what is it that you want. And really think in terms of the next 5 years. Like, where do you see yourself 5 years from now? And you may not have it all completely mapped out, right? And I think sometimes we think that, you know, we're just going to have this one experience, a burning bush, or the heavens are going to open or something along those lines, and you'll have it all figured out. It doesn't work that way. I think you have to, once you get clear, and you'll start getting confirmations that you're on the right path. Like for me, whenever I would talk about procrastination, I felt a certain way. People reacted a certain way. People would ask me questions about it. So the key is just to move in that direction and realize that the small steps count.
Yeah.
So if you feel, for example, hey, you know what? I really feel led to be a professional speaker. Don't do like I did and spend 3 years thinking, okay, who's going to pay me to speak? What would I talk about? Oh, my goodness. No, don't do that. Just take the next step of going to a Toastmasters class, going to a Toastmasters session, doing research. Find someone who is doing what you want to do and set up a meeting. But take steps in the direction of your goal.
Yeah. I like that. I like that with the steps, because we could talk about and plan for years. I know people who've been planning their next step for 10 years, but nothing actually happens. So I love that about this step. And it doesn't have to be huge. It could be a little step. Going to a meeting, maybe for some people who are shy, it might be harder, but going to a meeting or doing some research is not a huge step. It's very doable, Eric, and I like that. Very nice. So what do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public?
So the main message is, I think you have to be careful with how you identify yourself, right? And because, like, I work with people and they say, oh, Eric, you know, I'm such a procrastinator. Well, Eric, I'm always late. And you have to be careful what comes after I am, because that's an identity statement. And we tend to act out in accordance to who we believe we are. And just because – so you may have procrastinated yesterday, but yesterday ended last night. You can do different things. You can take different steps. All it takes is discipline. Discipline – one thing about discipline is that it's a learned skill that you can develop. You can develop discipline over time. You can move forward. You can accomplish – you can move forward and be much better. Like this time next year, you can be in a totally different place if you just commit to moving forward.
Wow, I like that. So I'm going to ask you a question. It's kind of like the devil's advocate kind of question. Is there a time where procrastination is good for us?
Well, so here's the thing. So you can't confuse prudence with procrastination, right?
So
there's a season where you do need to do research. For example, just because someone hasn't left their full-time job the first time they got the inkling that they wanted to start their own business, that doesn't mean that person is procrastinating. Because there's a season for you to do research. You may want to find out if this is something you really like. So there's a season for that. But it gets to a point where you've done, like you said earlier, I know people that have been doing research, I've got the air quotes going up, research on a book for years.
Right.
At some point, you have to move forward. But I think there is a time to delay and make sure that you're making a wise decision. But when and we have a pretty good sense, if you just listen to your body, you know when it's time to move forward.
Yeah. That's good. And also, I think we know when it's time to not overdo it. And that's something that I had to learn in my life. I used to be a typical A personality, go, 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 go. And there has to be a balance. I found that for me, there has to be a balance. I have to have time to do what I do for my career. I have to have time to just have fun, to spend time with my family. So could you talk a little bit about that balance? Because I assume that you also teach that there has to be balance.
Yes, balance is critical, and balance is one of those things that's forced upon you if you're not aware of the need of it. So, for example, if you neglect your health and you're so focused on your career, which is very easy to do, you know, because you're so focused on your career, you're so focused on what you're trying to accomplish, you start putting off doctor's appointments, and if you have a major health event, that can set you back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have, you have a stroke, you have a heart attack because you've been neglecting your health. Now you're forced to spend time with your health, or with a family situation. If you start neglecting your spouse or your children, now it can get much more serious. So the key is you're never going. I don't think you ever. People think balance is that you spend equal time with everything. For me, balance is you're not neglecting any of the areas of your life. So I may be there may be a season where I'm spending more time with work. There may be a season because I'm communicating with everybody saying, here's where we're trying to be. But I'm not neglecting my family. I'm not neglecting my health. I'm not neglecting my spirituality. That's really the key thing with balance.
Right. I like that. I like that way of talking about it because everything can't be even. Because different days are different. Some days you need to have more time with your family. Some days you need to have more time with yourself. If you're a little bit under the weather, you need to take care of yourself. So I like the way you bring that across because it's not like you put these little ties and they're all even. That's a really good point. All right. Thank you so much. So we're going to take a quick break and to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Eric a question, you can start calling now. And the number is 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can call now, and we'll be right back.
Are you frustrated losing the same 10 pounds over and over again? Then ditch the diet. Wouldn't it be great if you could lose weight simply by making small changes to your daily eating habits? Presenting Create Your Thinner Self, the weight loss program that has helped people just like you finally attain their ideal weight. Imagine having more energy, feeling better, and looking better. Start your transformation today. Go to createyourthinnerself.com. That's createyourthinnerself.com.
The time has come for us to celebrate who we are and to take joy in what is possible for us. The time has come for us to embrace our true selves just as we are. I'm Elliot Robertson. I'm a spiritual growth coach. Please visit ElliotRobertsonCoach.com. That's ElliotRobertsonCoach.com.
Have you been searching for that one self-help book that can help you address any problem that comes up in your life, gives you the exact steps to make that happen, and can always be there as a reference book when you need additional help? That book is the Fix Yourself Handbook. I'm Foster Ruggiero, the author of the Fix Yourself Handbook. Find your copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or at any local retailer. Or go to www.faustruggiero.com.
Are you a working mom feeling anxious and worried all the time? I am Dr. Ivy G, the author of The Art of Good Enough, the working mom's guilt-free guide to thriving while being perfectly imperfect. The book shows you how I transform my life as a working mom. Get a free digital copy of my life transformation journal at ivg.com. That's IVYGE.com, and start changing your life today.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Eric Twiggs. He's the author of The Discipline of Now, and we've been talking about how to move in the direction of your goals and dreams. So, Eric, let's take a little time to talk about your book, The Discipline of Now, a little bit about how the inspiration for it and why you wrote it and how it's being received.
So I wanted to create a tool that was different from everything else that's out there on the market. And I was doing research. I would see a lot. It was a lot of the same answers. When I was looking for information on overcoming procrastination, it was things like you've got to be an early bird, don't check your email before 12 noon, a lot of cookie-cutter information. And I wanted to create something that, no matter where you are, as far as your genetics, you know, if you're a night owl, if you have to check your email early, that you could have a useful tool that's, it's 100 pages, so you can get through it. It's not 400, 500 pages. It's a useful tool to help you to move forward. That's really what inspired me to create The Discipline of Now.
Okay, awesome. You know, the part about you have to get up early or you have to whatever, I like that you're bringing that to the forefront, because we all have different personalities. And like you say, some are night owls, some are early risers. So tell us a couple of things that you say in your book that are not the norm.
So for example, even with that, you know, that's called your circadian rhythm, where, you know, you've got different levels of energy during different times of day. So really the key there is to schedule your high priority activities during the time of day when you have the most energy.
Right.
So, for example, for me, I remember I would try to write blog posts and things like that later in the evening when I'm a morning person. And the ideas weren't really coming to me. But once I switched and started doing those types of tasks early when I had energy, that really helped me to move forward.
Fantastic. So that gives the space for the person to create their schedule for whatever they're doing, work, career, business, from their own, and that goes back to authenticity, being who you really are. I'm a morning person as well, and I don't like to schedule, for example, radio shows. I do sometimes later because I have people coming in from Australia. I'm having a gentleman from Malaysia soon, so it has to be later, but I'm like you. I like to do stuff well before like 1 p.m., so that's really good. Awesome. So tell us a little bit about how the book has been received.
It's been very well received. As a matter of fact, it's been nominated by the Authors Academy Award for the category for Best Self-Help Book. I'm in the running to receive that award.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. So it's been very well received. I mean, I've gotten just overwhelmingly positive feedback as far as people saying how it's helped them. And so, yeah, that's been the most rewarding part, is how, when people tell me how it's impacted them and helped them to move forward.
Absolutely, because that was your purpose, to help and impact people, and it's happening right now. So can you give us a couple of nuggets from the book? Not to reveal it all, because it's only 100 pages, but maybe something that stands out for you or that was really meaningful for you that's in there.
So one of the things is I've created, it's called a procrastination prevention pyramid. So it's a model to really help you to overcome procrastination. And that's one of the main things that makes this book different from the other books on the topic of overcoming procrastination. I've actually created a model based off of all of my experiences with people. And if you address each step on the pyramid, you'll be able to move forward and overcome procrastination. So, like, I start with the first rung is, you know, checking your attitude. And then the second run is developing. And that's really a theme of the book, really being aware of the things that trigger you, the people that you're around, your circadian rhythms and all that good stuff. Animation, it really has to do with cultivating your energy levels, because if you think about the times you're procrastinating, in many cases it's when you're at a low energy, at a low energy cycle. So really doing things to cultivate your energy. Automation, that's where you know, everything that has to be done doesn't need to be done by you. You have to recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
So are there things that you can outsource, delegate, put on, you use technology so it still happens, even though you don't have to make it happen. And then activity. So I put activity at the top of the pyramid because it's impossible to get to the top without taking action. And we talk about prioritizing, doing. The thing is, most people say that they have too much to do. The real problem is they don't know what to do next.
Right.
So that part of the pyramid, we address how do you prioritize and get the right things done.
Wow. I love that you put attitude at the very base of the pyramid, because attitude is everything. And if we wake up with a bad attitude or in a bad mood or whatever, until we shift that, I found that for me, until I shift that, nothing gets done, because then you're just kind of like walking around in circles trying to feel better or get rid of your attitude. So I love what you've done. It's very different, very authentic, and sounds fantastic. So let's talk for a bit about how to get a hold of you and your book.
So you can get a hold of me and the book. Go to the Discipline of Now. com, DISCIPLINE.com, and the book is in paperback, it's in ebook, and it's available as an audio book as well. And you can see that when you go directly to that site. And then on the site, you can find my information. I mean, if you wanted to email me, you could email me with eric@ericmtwigs.com.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the ways to get a hold of me.
Awesome. And you also find Eric on my radio show page. Just go to lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Click on radio show, and he's right there already with his picture, a link to his website, and a link to where you buy the book. Fantastic. So, Eric, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, something that's really on your heart today?
Yes. Yes. So here's the thing. Please remember this. Don't allow perfect to become the enemy of progress.
Mm.
Because we think, okay, well, it kind of goes back to what I said earlier. I have to have everything figured out. I've got to do all my research. If I don't have the idea flushed out 100%, I can't move forward. No, focus on taking the next step, because sometimes when you take the next step, the step you're supposed to take after that is revealed.
Yes.
You'll get more information as you move forward.
Yeah, I love that. That's fantastic advice, because I find that in my writing. I don't write with the style of putting on, having all these models and fleshing it all out. I get an idea and I start to write a sentence and then a paragraph. And as I write, it just develops. And I know that in life it's the same way. I think a lot of times, and you probably find the same thing, the reason that we kind of subconsciously, the reason we want everything to be perfect before we move forward is because of fear. Do you find that as well?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I talk about that in the book. I mean, so, and then as a writer, I had to learn that you don't write and edit at the same time. I had to learn this the hard way, So,
I'm loving it. I did too.
Yeah, right. So you get to a point where you just put your ideas down. And one of the best things that ever happened to me, I was in a writing clinic at this conference, and they just had you for 5 minutes. You just had to write whatever came to mind. Don't worry about editing. Don't worry about if it sounds crazy. Just write.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I got like 80% of a chapter of the book done.
Wow.
And really had to go back and make minimal edits. So that really taught me how it's very important when you're writing. People always say, Eric, what do I do about writer's block? That's the key. Don't try to write and edit at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be perfect.
Yes. that's really a good lesson that it took me a long time to learn, because I'm a recovering perfectionist. I used to think that being a perfectionist was a wonderful thing. I really did when I was really young. It was one of my great traits. No, it's not. It slows you down and it keeps you from going forward so much. And so I love that you say, what is it? Don't allow perfect to be the enemy of progress.
Right.
Wow.
Don't
to
allow
become,
perfect
the enemy.
Become the enemy of progress.
I love that phrase. Did you make that up?
Yes.
Good job. I love it. Very nice. So is there anything else you'd like to say to a listener before we close?
No, that's it. I mean, again, just know that you can do it. I mean, I it's about being authentic. And I don't have any superpowers, right? If I can do some of these things, you know, you can do it as well. It just takes focus. You focus on keeping the promises you make to yourself and just build momentum from there.
Very good. So let's go back to that, the promises. So let's go back to the very beginning of knowing where you want to go. And you talked a little bit about clarity earlier. So where do you get to the point where you're already making promises to yourself and you know what you want to do, even though you don't know how it's going to come about?
So I have a little system I teach. So first, when you start to map out your five-year goals, you think about the things that you want in the next 5 years, and then from there you take it to, okay, what can I accomplish in the next 12 weeks that are going to get me to the 5 years, right? And then from there I have something that's called the Twiggs Daily Five. What are your five key priorities for that day that line up with where you want to go? And
awesome.
I tell you, that's a good way to start keeping the promises that you make to yourself. And you start to build momentum. And what you find is some of the things, it becomes like brushing your teeth. You don't have to write that down.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to get up and brush your teeth. Hopefully, you're just going to get up and brush your teeth, right?
Right.
But you get to the point where some of these things that line up with your goals, it becomes automatic. And when you have a day when you go 5 for 5,
yeah,
you feel like, oh, victory, I've won. And when those days start adding up, and then you start to get consistent with keeping the promises that you make to yourself, that you start feeling more confident, and that's the key.
Awesome. I agree with you. I started a system years ago about just limiting my to-do list to 5, or the 5 priorities, and trying to get through those, even though the list may have 20, right?
Right.
But like you say, the consistency of doing those most important things, it makes a huge difference. It may take a few months, but then it kind of becomes, it almost becomes automated, like you talked about earlier. So that's
right.
Really, really great. So thank you so much for being on the show. It's been awesome having you today, Eric. And thank you for listening in. I remind you that we have a replay of this. It goes right on the same link. So please pass this on to someone you think that would love it. And thank you for joining us today. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we close, Eric?
No, that's it. I mean, like I said, you can do it. You know, move forward with the discipline of now.
Awesome. So join us next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.